It's been tough to follow up on my gothic boo from Sevenoaks, although I have wanted to several times since I've been back from my Kent holiday. Altogether, while I was on holiday, what I did was I took the 3 days off between the two long weekends. So we had Easter weekend, which was 4 days. Then I took 3 days off, and then we had the 4-day royal wedding weekend. And originally, I thought I might go somewhere further afield than Kent, but I ended up staying with my aunt. And then, when I felt it was time to move on, I went to a place called Braestead, and I stayed in a bed and breakfast there. I only intended to stay for one night, but I ended up staying a lot longer. I think I stayed altogether for 4 nights, which I really didn't intend to do, but it was just so relaxing to be somewhere else, and the weather was so great, and I was just enjoying myself so much, I decided to stay. So, altogether, on those days, I went to many places by train and or local bus, and I went to Dover Castle, and walked up to the White Cliffs of Dover. I went to Battle, which is where Senlac Field is, where the Battle of 1066 was fought. I went to Knowle, where Henry VIII lived for a while, and Elizabeth inherited the house. Well, it's really a palace, I suppose. A fantastic place near Sevenoaks. I went to Down House, which is where Charles Darwin lived. I saw Quebec House, which is where General James Wolfe, the general who died on the battlefield in the Plains of Abraham, who defeated Montcalm and the French and won Canada for Britain. That's where he lived, at Quebec House. I went to Squerry's, which is a house nearby where Wolfe received his first commission. I think it was to Flanders, because he died in 1759 at 32, and he signed up for military service at the age of 14. His father was also in the military. I went to Chartwell, which is where Churchill lived, and I'm trying to think if there was anywhere else. I feel like I'm forgetting something. I usually do. But it was wonderful, and I think Chartwell was maybe the most fascinating in some respects because of the diversity of the things that Churchill did in his lifetime. And his many talents. I found that very interesting and intriguing. And I liked the garden at Squerry's, and I liked the room, the Wolf Room. The interesting thing about the Wolf Room was that they claimed to have his commission papers in the room, but they were gone. They weren't there. So the woman in the house seemed quite surprised that they weren't there, so I hope they've since found them. They weren't taken by someone. I really liked going up the White Cliffs of Dover. That was absolutely fantastic. Very difficult to walk up to the castle, I found, and then walk around the castle, then walk all the way down, and then all the way back up the cliff. And I definitely would recommend spending a night in Dover if you go there, because you could go to the castle and spend a full afternoon there and then go up to the cliffs and spend a day up there probably as well.